Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, Raymundo, what did Kip Moore send you a message about?
Yeah, it was an email, and he's releasing an album. And since nobody can really do concerts and stuff like that, he's taking everybody to the country, 45 minutes outside of town. You go in your vehicle. It's just like a drive-in movie theater, and you get to watch his entire album. He's going to play the whole thing. You just chill in your car with your loved ones, your family. It's going to be awesome.
That is cool. That's the first album release I've heard that's pretty creative and different. Wow. Are you going to go?
Well, the thing is, it's on a school night, and since it has to be dark out because it's a movie theater with the screen and everything, it's not till 8:30 at night, and you got to drive in the woods for 45 minutes on like a two-track.
Well, if it wasn't a school night, though, that sounds fun. Which you could do that in your truck.
Oh, I've never been to this city. It's in the sticks, but I would definitely consider doing it. Yeah, the Trailblazer can make it easily.
Wow. That's really cool that Kip's doing something like that. I saw that. And then, Amy, do you have a story about wearing sunscreen indoors? Because I read the headline and was like, this is so ridiculous.
Well, I don't know if it's that ridiculous. Apparently, like, okay, so a lot of people probably aren't putting on sunscreen because they're not going outside.
Right, I'm not.
But, right. But blue lights that come from our computer, our phone, our tablet, they're just as bad for our skin as, like, the UV rays from the sun. So dermatologists are saying, don't skip your sunscreen. Put it on anyways because you're getting light from other sources that could be damaging to your skin.
Okay, you've been known to be a little nutty about stuff like this. What are your thoughts?
Well, I still wear sunscreen every day no matter what I do.
And you do?
Some days I'm not outside. Yeah. Well, it's not on my whole body, but on my face and my neck for sure because it's just in my, like my moisturizer, tinted moisturizer that I use has SPF.
Huh.
So.
I don't wear sunscreen when I go outside. Why would I wear it inside? It's not a good call by me. I just thought, wow. Are we sure this blue light stuff is real, by the way?
No, I am not.
Okay.
But it says dermatologists recommend wearing it.
I haven't been fully convinced yet that this blue light stuff is real. And I've had some eye doctors and some to go, you know what, they're making a bigger deal about this, sometimes to sell products, to stop blue light.
So I've been wearing my glasses.
Blue blockers?
Block the light. Right. I've been wearing those I put them on an hour and a half before bedtime.
Yeah.
TBD on if they make a difference. But I've been consistent with it for a week and a half, and I feel like I've been getting good sleep, but I need to do it longer to know if it's because of those.
Well, blue blockers also aren't what that is. Blue blockers are these 90s sunglasses. That used to,
minor blue light.
Yeah. Those were awesome.
Remember the blue blockers? They'd be like 11.
Like Tom Selleck would like wear them.
You'd see a commercial for a rotisserie chicken for 30 minutes, and there'd be some guy walking down the street blue blockers on. You'd be like, why is this guy rapping walking in the street? Then you find out it's a 30-minute infomercial for sunglasses. Yeah, blue blockers were awesome, man. Let me update the draft. I forgot to update the draft on yesterday's show. Can we get some draft... big voice guy, please.
Gotcha.
Let's go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Draft update.
I have Mike D kind of break down the numbers for me, and he writes this. Eddie came in last again. He may go in the books as the worst drafter of all time after this season. It's pretty much, Eddie, you're eliminated every other contest.
I don't know why. I don't know how to do this. I really don't. I thought my picks were pretty good. Eminem, Nelly, Goofy.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Goofy was a terrible pick.
Well, Bobby had already picked Jesus at that point. I'm like, well, I'm not going to win, so I might as well be funny.
Well, so the scorecard, I won this draft with Dolly, with Jesus, and Garth. And, it was closer than I thought it was going to be. Morgan, number two, made a good run. She's really smart at this game, too. So I won. I have 6 points on the board right now. Morgan, number two, is in second with 5 points. And then Lunchbox, and then Amy has a point. So hang in there. We'll do another one on Monday. But Amy, you'll have the first pick next week, and Eddie will be out.
Oh, wow, and I get to play. I'll be out.
No, Eddie will be out.
Eddie will be out.
Oh, okay,
Amy,
good,
think you and I pretty much alternate weeks that we're out.
Well, I'm just pumped that I'm first round and I'm still in, because last time it was my pick, I was out and it got skipped.
Yeah, that's a stinker. Sometimes you got to think about that and not go for the gusto and just try to be solid if you're picked. I'll do that. I'll strategically, if like Morgan's going, I'll go, I'm probably not going to win, so I'm not going to make a bold pick. I'm just going to be in the middle of the pack and get my shot, my first pick, you know? Mm-hmm. It's all about strategy. One of the most common things people fight over at home on a regular basis is the, oh, let me ask you, what do you guys fight about the most? Oh, not big fight, Amy, but what's kind of the thing you guys...
Like, we disagree on the air.
Oh, us too. A lot. I keep this place freezing cold, and Caitlin does not like it freezing cold. I mean, I keep the studio like that too. Imagine living keep the studio, Amy.
I would be in like a puffy jacket and fuzzy socks all day long.
That air is interesting because I didn't think that was ours, but that's probably ours too. And I eat her food
lot.
She buys you know, those bars, and I eat them all as dessert. And they're like, she does meal replacement with them.
Yeah.
I just eat the whole, I'm like, I need a dessert, and eat her whole meal. The TV remote is the number one on this list. Fights happen over the remote more between the TV remote. What's you guys' remote rule in your house?
I guess we don't have an issue because we don't even have to implement a rule. So
what's the general consensus with the remote?
We only watch TV together at the end of the day at night, and we decide on what we're going to watch. So I guess that's our rule, is that if you're alone, watch whatever you want. When we're together, we have to agree on what we're watching.
Yeah.
Unless it's football season. I guess I just...
Lucky for you, there may not be much football.
Mm-hmm. I was just... Oh, no, but I'd rather there be football.
Well, I just saw yesterday that the California State University system said they're not going to school. They'll just do online classes. And you're talking about a pretty big conference, which is the Mountain West. Fresno State, San Diego State, San Jose State will not offer on-campus classes in the fall semester. What?
Okay. But there's still a university. There's still a community of students, so there can't be athletes in there?
Well, they say student athletes, and if they're not on campus for learning, why would those student athletes be on campus? If you're a student before you're an athlete, why would you be on campus to play? So college is different than the NFL. NFL is going to play somehow, maybe shorter, maybe different places, maybe not travel as much. Maybe do what baseball is going to do.
How's the future of the NFL supposed to play in college if they can't play and get there?
Well, I don't think that this is going to be are you just making stuff up to throw at me? I'll answer your question.
No, I thought of question. It.
Well, I saw her laugh as soon as she asked it, and I was like, okay, is she just trolling me right now?
No, not trolling you at all. Actually, I asked it because it's definitely something that came to my head, but then I laughed because I thought, I really don't care.
Well, here's what I think, okay? I only know what people say that have a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of pull in these situations, and it's that... If college football plays this year, it will probably just be delayed. It could be in the spring of next year, actually. So I think they'll still be able to get their season in. They'll still be able to play and develop. And even if they don't, if they're waiting on a vaccine, what's that, a year? Let's say they don't have one season. You'll still have the players be able to play in the NFL. Fair?
Okay.
Was that quick enough? Was that concise enough for you?
Yeah. I appreciate.
I will
taking
be
the time.
So bummed if college doesn't play. NFL, fine, whatever. I'm more of a college fan than I am an NFL fan. Love the NFL, obviously, but if college football doesn't get to play, I'm not doing this show. You heard it
you
right
just
here.
Don't have an NFL team.
I grew up in Arkansas. We didn't have a team.
You had the Cowboys.
No, we didn't have the Cowboys. That's from Texas.
Oh. Okay.
Like, people in Arkansas like the Cowboys because the owner of the Cowboys played for the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah.
And the coaches have been Razorbacks. Barry Switzer played for the Razorbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wait, is that his name? Jerry Jones?
Mm-hmm. He's the owner.
Mm-hmm. He played football?
Yeah, at the University of Arkansas on the national championship team.
I didn't think owners played. I thought owners just had money and they like football.
Well, he didn't play in the NFL. The owner didn't, but he played college. And basically most of the sports stuff up at the University of Arkansas is named after Jerry Jones.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Obviously a big booster, big contributor. All right. I want to go to Morgan number two. I saw a food world that she had that was interesting. And so before we close out the post show, let's go to Morgan number two with a little knowledge about food here.
It's time for Food World. Num, num, num with Morgan number two. Well, you know how there's regular Sour Patch Kids? Now there's big Sour Patch Kids that are almost double the size of the original ones.
Wow.
And they're at Walmart. So if you really love Sour Patch Kids, you can get them in double the size.
She's cutting out a little bit, but double. Remember when the first time we saw one of those big Hershey Kisses at Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, oh, my God.
We saw it at a gas station, right, Bones?
Oh, we saw a big one at a gas station.
Huge.
But I'm talking about those that you just see the big, like in the square box, like the one kiss that go in your fist. Eddie and I saw one that you could ride almost.
Oh, it was a size. It was bigger than a basketball.
Yeah, it's huge. So you know what? I wrote it. It was awesome. Do you think I'm Eddie? Is the camera on me?
Uh-huh.
Amy, I have some chapstick here because my lips are chapped, and I don't do this often. But do you think it's a feminine thing when a guy puts on chapstick? Watch me.
What?
Just don't do the...
If you do it that way, a little bit. You know, so my husband carries chapstick and he uses it. And this is what... So he gets it and goes like this. And I don't think it's... I think it's his masculine way of doing it. Yeah. He just takes it and then goes...
He smokes it? Oh. Oh, he just pats it on his lip.
Pats it on his lip.
Amy, like, we're doing a radio show. You got to kind of tell our listeners.
I thought you could tell them. Well, to describe what Bobby was doing, I mean, he was...
Well, I was putting it on
normal. Like, he was in a mirror.
Do you think it's
really
a feminine,
sensual.
Though? Like, if I just put on chapstick, that's the question. If a guy just puts on chapstick,
like you're doing
regular,
right now,
yeah,
it's fine. But when you opened your mouth a minute ago...
But regularly, Eddie, is it feminine just regularly put on chapstick like this?
Nah.
You don't think
so? No. You look cool, dude. You look fine. Okay. I'm telling you, just don't do the at the end like the girls do.
Well, okay. All right. Amy says and pats it on. But I would think that was just someone trying not to look feminine, like a little too hard.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he probably is.
And then for sure I would tell him to his face not. All right. I definitely wouldn't. That's it. We're done with this part of the show. Enjoy the radio show from today. We had a good one, a couple cool guests. So have a good day and enjoy the Wednesday edition of the Bobby Bones Show. Here you go. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, where do we start? We have two great guests today. Chrissy Metz, who plays Kate on This Is Us. If you watch that show, I think you're going to love that interview. Also, we'll talk to Ben and Erin Napier from HGTV show called Hometown. Man, people are blowing me up about this interview, especially. Here is a voicemail from Lois about that.
Morning, studio. Would love for you to ask Ben and Erin, since their show has taken off and become so popular, what has it done for the town of Laurel, Mississippi? Thanks for everything you do. Love listening to y'all every morning.
Thank you, Lois. We'll be sure to get to that with them coming up in a couple hours. But, man, you can tell sometimes when people are just about to really explode. Yeah, there's such a fan base for this Ben and Erin Napier. I don't know anything about HGTV or home shows. I only booked it because I know everybody loves them. But we'll do that coming up. Speaking of homes, Amy, I'm going to come to you first. How is your house hunting going?
I mean, it's okay. We haven't found anything for sure. I feel like I fall in love with a lot of stuff online. And then when I go see it in person...
Oh, yeah. No. Well, that's the goal, right? When they take these pictures, to make it look so good, you come and look.
Yeah. So I don't know. I married my husband way before. Well, that's not true because I did online dating once, but way before it got really big. But I feel like that's what this is. It's like online dating. You kind of put all your good stuff forward online.
Yeah.
And then when you get there in person, you're like, oh, you left that out of the photos.
What happened with you where you thought that?
Oh, there was one house, the yard looked amazing. And really what we want right now, my kids currently don't have a backyard to play in. So, I mean, we're fine with our house, but again, somebody bought it, so we're moving. And one of the things we'd love to have is lots of yard to play in. And the picture, the backyard looked amazing. And we got there, and it was a little strip of grass.
They got you at the angle, huh?
Yeah. Angle and wide lens or something.
Got the fish eye. They got you with the fish eye lens.
Yeah, my husband was even disappointed because now he thinks he's this highly sought after yard man that needs to take care of a yard. So not only do we need a yard for our kids to play in, but my husband needs a yard to work in. Mm. So he was like, I wouldn't even need to mow that. We could just take scissors.
That's funny. Well, so. At my house, the big question is from our listeners, is Caitlin moving in or not? So yeah. We'll answer that on Friday morning show. But
no, I'm getting messages about it.
From friends or from listeners?
Oh, from listeners. They want to know if they missed it. They didn't know, but I've been replying. We're all having to wait till Friday. I know nothing.
Yeah. Amy, you really don't know either. I'll tell you if you want, but I like it when you're part of the experience.
All right. Yeah.
Happy birthday to my friend Darius Rucker, who turns 54 years old today. Back in the day, Darius was my very first radio interview. I was 17 years old. We've gone on to become friends and even perform together, which I wanted to play a little clip here. By the way, I love Darius. That's my guy. This is Darius Rucker and I performing Fight for Your Right. This is from the Beastie Boys, and it's at his Darius and Friends concert at the Ryman. Here you go. Come on. That's me and Darius awesome. Together at the Ryman Auditorium doing the Beastie Boys. That is like, if just Garth came out and John Mayer played a guitar solo, that's like my perfect world. That was really a fun moment. Because Darius was like, hey, we're doing a charity event. Bobby, come play with us. What song do you want to do? And I said, well, he gave me two songs. He said, play one with the band, play one of yours. And so I did a Raging Idiot song, Chick-fil-A, But It's Sunday. And then he said, let's do a cover together. And I said, well, what about the Beastie Boys? And he goes, oh, you want to do Beastie Boys? I said, will you do it with me? He goes, yeah, of course. And so we came out and did Fight for Your Right. It was just really one of my favorite moments on a stage. So I love Darius. And I've put together now my top five Darius songs of all time. At number five.
Number five.
This is the only one you're not going to know. This one's called Running from an Angel from Hootie and the Blowfish. It was an album cut. But I listened to it all the time going to football practice in Mountain Pine, Arkansas. And I would listen. I burnt the tape up. And one time at a charity event, I asked Darius if he'd play this song. And he learned it. And they played it back. And he said it was the first time in like 10 years they'd ever played this song. But it's my number five Darius song. Here you go. Come on. All right. Let's go to number four.
Number four.
Wagon Wheel from Darius Rucker.
So run me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Run me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, run me.
Some of these are Hootie. Some of these are Darius. At number three from Darius.
Number three.
Scared the crap out of me. I don't know why. We've done it every song, but that startled me. And number three, It Won't Be Like This For Long.
It won't be like this for long. One day soon you'll drop her off and she won't even know you're gone.
Come on. All right. At number two from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Number two.
Let Her Cry.
And just let her cry. If the tears fall down like rain, let her sing. If it eases all her pain, let her go.
And about to get to number one. Go ahead and hit me with that number because I have a story for you.
Number one.
I played Darius's show. I said, Darius, we're doing a charity show. Come play with us. And Darius came out, and I think he did all right. And I said, but I want you to do a Hootie song, and I want to sing it with you because I loved Hootie and the Blowfish. And he said, whatever song you want. So we learned. And I said, with a little love and some tenderness. And then Darius sang the second part. We'll rise above the water. And we did Hold My Hand, and it was awesome. Here you go. Come on, there it is. Happy birthday, Darius. 54 today. I love that guy. And I just have a lot of special memories with Darius, maybe more than any other artist. Because I think some of these contemporary type folks have become friends. But with Darius, like, I looked up to him forever, and now that I get to be his friend, it's a little special. It's, like, different than just being friends, you know? So, that's cool. Happy birthday, Darius. 54 years old. It is, I hope it's a great birthday.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Justin Bieber has a Facebook show. It's called The Biebers. It's him and Hailey Bieber. And she pops his pimples. I was looking at a clip on the internet. And I just wonder, is popping pimples a sign of you really like the person, or is it just too disgusting to you, Amy?
No, it's a sign of that you are close to the person and you care about them and you want to help them with their pimple. It's not disgusting.
I wouldn't pop my girlfriend's pimple. I just
feel why?
It's just gross. And I care about her deeply. But I'm not into, but I think you're into pop. I don't want to get too gross because it's early in the morning, but I think you're just into it, right?
Oh, totally into it. Yeah.
That show, that Dr. Pimple Popper, unbelievable that people watch it. Unbelievable that it has millions of followers on Instagram. This is what I understand. I understand that I just don't get it. Like, it's something a lot of people like, but it is not for me. It's like mayonnaise. There are a lot of people out there that like mayonnaise, but I learned a long time ago it's not for me, so I don't even try anymore. It's like Travis Scott, the rapper. Not really for me.
Okay, but people like that.
But people love it, and I'm fine with that. And I understand that it's not for me. But yeah, it has. Dr. Pimple Popper has 3.9 million followers. Dang. Amy, do you pop your husband's pimples?
I do. I try to extract anything and everything that I can.
That's love.
He doesn't like it so much.
Anything and everything. She's not even leaving it at pimples.
Yeah.
No. I mean, if there's like a. Yeah, it could be a blackhead, or it could be just like, I think maybe something could come out of there. Yeah. I try to press it.
Okay, I'm done. You know, people are eating breakfast right now. I'd like to have a little food after this little segment. Sorry. So, okay.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Kingsport, Tennessee. Two men were out for a night of fun. They go to Applebee's to get a few drinks. 10:45, bartender says, last call. And they lose it. One guy is so upset, he's only had 3 beers. It's not time to close. They flip all the tables over at Applebee's.
So for sure alcohol was involved because of the setting here. I tell you, though, I love Applebee's. Holy moly.
They're great.
Growing up, if I got to go to Applebee's I could go myself from like age 16 when I could start driving. About once every few months, I'd make a trip to Applebee's. It was across from the mall. And if I got to go to the mall and I still had enough money saved up to go to Applebee's, it was a perfect day.
It was your neighborhood grill.
Oh, and they had some like local sports stuff. It was, Yeah. All right, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A guy in New Jersey took to the streets to run 20.20 miles, all to help his community. Patrick Rodeo is an avid marathoner, but this time he wasn't running to set a personal best or to win first place. He ran 20.20 miles to raise money to help the class of 2020 at Collingswood High School to buy yearbooks. Those $75 yearbooks can be pricey. Dang, they cost $75? That is expensive. Holy cow. And so he was like, well, people are out of work. Maybe some parents can't afford it. So he set up a fundraiser and said, hey, if you donate, I'm going to go run. In the end, he raised over $5,000 for the 177 graduating seniors' yearbooks. A lot of the folks, too, in the neighborhood, they all stood outside and cheered him on as he ran by. I think that this is just an excellent gesture. I mean, it's not some dude donating $10 million anonymously. To me, these are stories that move me even more than that. So congratulations to Patrick Rodeo on the run and inspiring a lot of folks everywhere, and that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Chrissy Metz.
Hey, Chrissy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Where are you quarantined-ish right now?
Well, I live in LA, but Nashville, and then I'm here in Florida visiting some family.
How's that going for you? Pretty good?
Yeah. It's just hard because we have to be distanced, right? So, like, I can't hug anybody. Can't get close to anyone. So, How are you?
I'm all right. Same kind of thing. I went to see my girlfriend's parents, and we drove and met them halfway. She hadn't seen her family in a long time, and, you know, we didn't hug them at all. So it was, like you said, interesting because we wanted to see them. I'm sure you want to see your family, but you also, if you do happen to have something, you don't want to give it to them, you know?
Right. And that's the reason why I was waiting for so long, staying in Nashville for so many months before seeing my family. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go, and then I'll just distance. And while it's not going to be, you know, what we want, at least it's something. It's something.
Well, I got a lot of stuff to talk to you about. Let's talk about your music first, because I think, you know, I've seen you perform a couple times. I was at the ACMs. Is that where it was when you sang with last year with Carrie and Maddie and Tay? That was ACMs,
yes.
Right? Okay, I was there, and I think I saw you at CMT. So I've been able to see you sing, and each time I'm like, holy crap, like who knew that she could sing that great? So that's a compliment, by the way. Like when I say holy crap, like that's freaking cool. Like good on you. That's what I mean by that. So let's talk about...
I appreciate that very much coming from you.
Your music first. How long have you been... not singing, but singing at a level where you go, I think I want to do this on a professional stage.
Oh, gosh. It wasn't really until I met my manager at an open call at the Holiday Inn in Gainesville, Florida, where I'm from, where I'm actually currently visiting my family, social distancing. And I was going for her. She wanted to be a print model, and then lo and behold, I ended up auditioning. And music, it was my first love, so I thought, okay, this is what I want to do. But I didn't know, like, I could ever have the ability to do it or, the resources coming from such a small town. And it wasn't really until I met my manager and we were sort of like, okay, like, let's maybe do a demo or let's somehow, get this music thing going. And then she was like, you know what, let's focus on acting. So I put that all to the side, and music was like, an afterthought for her. And I was like, no, but this is what I want to do. And so it was probably when I was like 19, 20 that I thought, okay, if I can try to do it or have the resources to do it, I want to try. But again, it was sort of pushed to the back burner. So,
well, here we are, and your song is called Talking to God. And before we talk about any of your acting or have some questions about your life, I want to know about this song so we can play it and kind of actually feel what this is about to you.
Oh, my goodness. So this song was actually found and written at an Ashley McBride writer's retreat. And one of my dear friends was on that retreat, and she sent me the song, and I just fell in love with it. I feel like it's a story that I wanted to tell, and I live it. You know, I think we can all understand that we have decisions that we make that we might have regretted, or people in our lives that who are no longer in our lives, but we still think about them and pray about them and wish them well. So it was something that I had to be a part of. So I basically was like, wait, I need to cut it. I have to do it.
And so I'm looking at the writers here of the song, and I do see Ashley McBride. She was one of the writers on the song?
Yes. Yeah, wow. It was on her writer's retreat.
Yeah.
So, they wrote it in. You know, I was gifted it because I don't think it fit on her album. I'm really, really grateful and super happy about that.
Well, let me ask you about, because, in order to have a song work as an artist, as you're performing it, you got to kind of feel it in some way. So what are you thinking about whenever you're singing Talking to God?
Well, some people might know I was previously married for quite some time ago, and I just realized how much I learned from that relationship and the things that I wish I would have done differently. And one of the lines of the song is, it still stings a little bit, so many things I would have done different. And, hopefully as humans we evolve and the more we know, the better we get. And I'd like to think that, I'm a better friend, daughter, partner, girlfriend, than I was before, because I learned so much in that marriage. And while we're not each other's forever person, we are friendly, and I wish him well. So that for me is, or even if it's a friendship, it doesn't have to be a romantic connection. But for me, I think about, my ex-husband and who I used to be and who I'm becoming.
So you grew up in Japan until you were 8. Did you learn Japanese growing up?
I was learning it with English, and I guess I was lazy daisy and was like, nope, not having it. So I didn't, it didn't stick with me. My mom's, sort of conversational, but it never stuck. So I know, womp womp, what a sad story.
I'll talk to a lot of writers about when they were in a writing room and they were writing a song, and it's tough to remember sometimes for them if they write a bunch, when they were coming up with an idea. And the same thing if I talk to an actor. I'm like, hey, do you remember what the audition was like when you walked in the room? So I want to ask you that. Like, what was the audition for you when you first heard about This Is Us?
Well, I was at the time a talent agent. And I was a talent agent for 9 years. So I never really had a lot of auditions. And especially not ones of this caliber. Dan Fogelman, who is, you know, infamous for the incredible Crazy Stupid Love film, and he wrote Cars, and, you know, Danny Collins, like, he's just an incredible writer. And I had a friend who messaged me, and she's like, Chrissy, there is this pilot that Dan Fogelman's doing, and I think you're completely right for this role. And I was like, yeah, right. I've never tested for a show in my life. It's not going to happen. If I get the audition, which is not going to happen, then I'll go. Because I didn't think she'd get it. You know, I didn't think they'd want to see me. And sure enough, I got the audition. And I remember going to the Sony studios where the auditions were held. You know, you pull in, you have to go through the whole security situation. And I just remember, like, the birds were birdier, the sky was bluer. It was like an audition experience I never had before. Usually you're like, womp, womp, womp. You have your best freeway audition, you know, while you're on the road, and then you bomb in the room. But, like, even the security guys that were, you know, sort of ushering me along to the room were like, it was like I was in a Disney musical. They're like, good morning, good morning. And I was like, what is going on? And then I get in the room, and I was like, okay. Like, as I'm reading the scene, and it was the scene with Kevin and Kate when she has just fallen off the scale and injured her ankle. And I remember thinking, I am a terrible actor. Like, what am I doing here? Like, they are not going to hire me. And they had me read it again, and I left. And I was like, great, great. Everything that I had hoped it was going to be just went out the window. And that was the first audition.
I got to assume, too, that there are different levels. So you do the audition, you get a call back, or you get the role, then you shoot the pilot. Then you don't know if the pilot's going to pick up, right? So it's like another level of oh, boy, let's sit and wait.
Oh, well, before that, if we can go back. So I got the audition. I had a callback. The callback, I thought, went pretty well. The other producers were very helpful, and they were like, oh, go get your purse in the lobby and, like, bring it, like, walk in the door as if you're walking in the front door after the date with Toby. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is, like, sounds promising. And then when they called my agent to have me test, we, of course, there's, like, 5 different people who test for your particular role. So I tested, went through like the whole day process. We get paired up with different actors, you know, obviously different Kevins, different Randalls. And then they were like, oh, we can't make a decision. We have to test you again.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I am frightened. I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing, but I really thought it was this other girl's role because she was just spectacular and funny and beautiful and charming. And I was like, well, it's hers. And she's like, no, I think it's yours. And so, there's a whole bunch before that even happened. And then, you know, you go to shoot the pilot, and then you have to wait for, you know, 6 months while you're broke and not sure if your life is going to completely change in the way that you hope. So, yeah, it was a journey for sure.
Do you think that once This Is Us wraps, and, you know, they say after 6 seasons, do you think you'll move to Nashville?
Well, I bought a home in February. So in Nashville, because I've been coming back and forth for 2.5, like almost a year and a half, almost 2 years, songwriting, because I was just going to do it on my own dime. I just want to be in the process of songwriting and getting music out it just made sense for me to move there. And I was going back so frequently, and also it's a 7-hour drive from home to Nashville. So yeah, I love it. I really, really love it in Nashville. It feels very right.
Are you a Gator?
When I'm there.
Are you a Florida Gator?
You know, my mom worked there for many, many moons. And, of course, I used to park cars during game days, but I never went to UF. I went to the School of Hard Knocks in Los Angeles. I am a Gator fan for sure.
We're on in Gainesville, and they're just wonderful. And I'm from Arkansas, so all the SEC folks, we punch each other in the face, but we love each other. And you know,
right.
I've been down there a few times, and they have such love, and we love them too. So it's pretty cool that you're calling us from down there.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's just even exciting to talk to you.
Do you? Here's my question for you, Chrissy. I appreciate that, by the way. Sorry, I was getting so excited about these questions. Do you sing on set? Does your cast think of you as the girl who's always singing on set?
Yeah, I mean, between Chris and I, we are constantly singing, for sure. And I'm the person who, like, I would rather sing than speak, which is kind of obnoxious. But I am that person for sure.
Well,
I don't know if it's a good thing, but
it's been great to talk with you. I did see, and this is the final episode for me on American Idol. It airs on Sunday because I work on that show. And I saw a note here that says that you auditioned for American Idol back in 2007. So I didn't want to leave you until I asked you about that. So tell me about that experience for you.
Let me tell you about that experience. So I was married at the time. My husband and I, we drove down to San Diego. It was in the Chargers Stadium. And I waited for many, many hours. And I got third-degree sunburn. It was quite an adventure. And then I finally got called up to, you know, the rows of tents. And I remember he said, okay, you have, like, a certain amount of time to sing your first audition, and we'll stop you if we need to. And I remember singing, and the guy was like, okay, you know, we appreciate you guys coming down here, but it's just not going to be this year. And I looked at him and I said, I think you're wrong. And he was like, excuse me? I said, I think you're wrong. I said, I think there's incredible singers, not only in this group, but I don't know, I just think you're wrong. And these two judges on the other side of the tent who are auditioning their own groups were like, come over here. What's going on over there? I said, well, I just think that he made a poor decision. And she's like, is that so? And I said, yeah. And I ended up singing again for her, and she gave me a ticket to go to the next round.
Wow, it worked.
Listen, I think if anything, they were like, oh, she's sassy, and she wants it, and we want to see what this is all about. So sometimes the squeaky wheel, guys, gets the grease.
Did you sing in front of the judges?
You know, I sang in front of Simon Fuller and Nigel Lithgow.
Yeah, the producers.
Yes, but I never got through, like, wow, to the actual judges.
That's so interesting.
So there was a couple rounds before them, but then I sang for them.
There are so many artists now that I know that Hillary Scott, Colby Calais, who are all like, you know, we didn't get on Idol, and here
Amber
we are.
Riley. Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, Chrissy, right. it's been a real treat to talk with you. Again,
you too.
I've watched you sing a couple times. I'm just blown away at how talented you are. Congratulations on a really good song, and I look forward to seeing you around town. I have a lot of friends who've written with you, and you know, just love you as a person. So it's fantastic to finally get to catch up with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much, and I hope you stay well. And hope to see you soon.
All right. See you soon. Hopefully. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
I was so shocked yesterday that cheddar cheese didn't come from America. I thought, what's more American than cheddar cheese? I was often confused as why that wasn't used. Like, what's more American than cheddar cheese? It's not, because there's a town called Cheddar in England. So I took the big L yesterday. I decided to do some historical research on foods because today is National Apple Pie Day, which, by the way, was not invented in America. Yeah. Sorry, everyone. As American as apple pie, not even a real thing, because apple pie was not invented in America. Europe, 14th century, in just case you're wondering. Just a little knowledge on you right there.
Okay.
We were all wondering.
Yeah. So what I did was I put together five foods that for sure were born in the good old USA in a segment we call Bobby the Historian. Here we go.
Bobby the Historian.
History for you. Number one is cheeseburgers. Lionel Sternberger introduced the cheeseburger in 1926 at the age of 16 when he was working as a fry cook in his father's Pasadena, California sandwich shop. He slabbed on some cheese and there it was onto a piece of beef and was like, this is a cheeseburger. There it is. How you feel about that?
Wow.
That's good.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
Buffalo wings. 1964 at the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York. That's right. Oh. Yeah. Not because the guy saw a buffalo or it was a buffalo eating a buffalo. Buffalo, New York. They are traditionally served hot along with celery sticks and carrot sticks. Let's see. If I had to prefer, you know, I like blue cheese with mine. Some people like ranch.
Yeah, ranch.
But I'm more of a blue cheese on my buffalo wings. That's number two. Number three, maybe we didn't invent apple pie, but dang it, we did invent pecan pie. Boom.
Yes.
Dang it.
Pecans and pecan pie are native to North America. Now, there are claims that the pie started in both New Orleans and in Alabama, but you know what? As long as it started in the U.S. of A., we're all good over here. Pecan pie is a pie with pecans and eggs and butter and sugar. I'm going to tell you, you make a pecan pie right, that's a way to my heart. Pecan pie, number three. The fourth thing that we made in America, chocolate chip cookies, invented by Ruth Graves Wakefield in 1938. The original recipe is called Toll House Chocolate Crunch Cookies. And by then, Toll House was a popular restaurant. There you go. And one more thing that we invented in America, the s'more. The first published recipe for s'mores was in 1927 in the Girl Scouts book. Why are they called s'mores? Amy, what do you think?
We want some more?
So why are they called s'mores? Well, s'mores is thought to be a contraction of the phrase some more, as I want some s'mores.
You got it, Amy. Said.
I know. That's why I was going on with it.
Oh.
I didn't give you the L there.
Why do I doubt myself sometimes?
I know. And there you go. Those are five foods that you can be for sure about. At your next party, when everyone's debating where foods were made, knock them down with that history. That's Bobby the Historian. There we go.
That was Bobby the Historian.
Nice. Hey, I got this voicemail. Listen to this one.
Hi. I hear you talking about the graduates and the high school graduates and the college graduates, which I'm very happy and excited for. But let's not forget our fifth graders who are moving into our middle schools. It's a big advancement for them, and they're missing out on that too. So I just wanted to recognize them. Thank you.
Hey, we recognize everybody. You need recognized? Here you go. Bing, bing, bing. You've been recognized. However, that's not the same. And going into middle school is not the same thing as graduating high school. After high school, you can just be done with school. You're done. Or you can go to college, graduate college. Hey, I think that's awesome. Good luck to all you middle school kids. Boy, middle school. I guess to me, and maybe I'm wrong, Amy, I don't feel like that's as big of a deal because I didn't have it. I went to a small school. There were 50, 60 kids in my class. My entire school was on the same hill. We just went to the next grade. We walked up a hill, went to another building. Because elementary, K through 6, one building. Up the hill, building number 2 was 7 through 12. And it wasn't something that we had a big fancy graduation for. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it really does depend on where you grew up and what kind of school situation you had. I remember leaving from elementary school after fifth grade, going to junior high in the sixth grade, and it was a big deal.
Well, I'm wrong. I guess...
I'm not saying nobody's right or wrong, but I mean, I don't think it's like high school graduation by any means, but it was quite a big deal.
Well, I swear to you, if someone calls me tomorrow chastising me because I didn't celebrate kindergarten graduation, I'm going to explode. Thank you.
Okay. No, seriously,
everybody, great job just continuing on. If you're in school right now and you got through the year, like, we salute you because this was not a normal year.
Yeah, and if you're in fifth grade, like, keep going.
That's crazy.
Don't stop.
Yeah, that's true. If you're thinking about quitting. Yeah. But to me, fifth grade to sixth grade wasn't even a change because that was still elementary in my school.
Yeah, no. At where I went to school, it was for sure elementary to middle school.
Well,
big deal.
I guess to you fancy folks went to big schools, to you Hollywood people, that's a big deal. To us normal folks, it was just a changing of the guard, you know? All right. Fancy people, there you go. There's your shout out. Mike D, what about you? Are you fancy or no?
I think I was fancy. I did go to a middle school that was separate.
You got to have a graduation?
I had a little graduation.
Dang!
Yeah.
All right, I'm wrong.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, are you familiar with the 20-20-20 rule?
Nope.
No. Okay, well, it has to do with our eyes, and we've got a lot of screen time happening, especially now that we're home. We're on our computers, we're working, we're watching TV, Netflix, all the things, and doctors are saying we are getting blurred vision from this, headaches, dry eyes, and just aches and pains. So if you implement the 20-20-20 rule, you'll avoid some of that stuff. So what you have to do is look at an object 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds.
I'm out.
In 20-minute intervals.
I'm out. In 20-minute intervals?
Yeah.
Wait, on looking at an object 20 minutes away.
No. Look at look at an object 20 feet away.
I'm already
away.
Confused. This whole thing is, listen, I love screen time. I promote more screen time. Screen time for president. What?
Okay, they're not anti-screen time, but I've even seen some friends posting that their eyes are twitching and they don't know what's happening.
Well,
so
they
maybe
need to eat right and do their eye exercises. Wait, okay, so here's what you do. Look at 20 people. What do you do? See, it's confusing.
Okay.
You watch the show 2020, then you...
It's simple.
Okay.
Look at an object.
Got it.
20 feet away.
I'm doing it right now.
Look at it for 20 seconds.
Mm.
Repeat that every 20 minutes.
I can't remember taking my allergy medicine every day. Like, I'm going to remember this. And I'm sure that's great. It just sounds a little too complicated.
Some people might be thankful to know this, and they're going to put it into practice today.
Right.
So I'm sort of obsessed with this. Heinz Ketchup released a 570-piece puzzle, and it's all red. Like,
wow. Is it supposed to be really hard? Is that their funny thing?
Yeah. It looks like just a square of ketchup, and obviously, yeah, it's extremely difficult. They're giving away 57 copies of the puzzle, Heinz 57, get it, on their Instagram page. So if you just go to @Heinz and you leave a comment about who you wish you could finish the puzzle with, you might win.
It's all red. There's no ketchup bottle or anything. I thought it was like all red. It's just a big red square.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be funny. I'm not a big puzzle guy, but I think that would be fun at the house. I have a Lego set here that's the entire Friends set in the coffee shop in Central Perk that we haven't put together yet.
Oh, wow.
But you set up all the Legos.
Yeah. Who'd I see? I saw a celebrity doing that somewhere.
That same one?
Uh-huh. Like the Friends Lego set.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. I had to give it to me. I keep saying I'm going to do it, but there's like 93 other things first. But I think it's pretty cool. More than a puzzle, I would be a Lego guy.
Who was married to Ben Affleck? Why can I not? I follow
Jennifer
her on
Garner.
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
So I follow her on Instagram, and she put it together, and then she did a whole video where she had the characters, and she was playing with them like a kid and acting out things. It was cute.
No, oh, that's cool. Yeah. All right, what else you got?
Bobby pulled this story for you because, I don't know, maybe you could get it. Kurt Cobain's unplugged guitar is going up for auction.
No, I'm not going to get it because it's going for like $1 million. If it were like Raymundo's rug that he found me was $90, I could probably get it, but no way. How much is it going for?
I know. I clicked on it hoping I could get it for you, but yeah, it's estimated to bring in $1 million.
So tell me which guitar this is.
The unplugged one.
Oh, really? It okay. That's
from MTV Unplugged.
Yes, live in New York. It's one of my favorite albums of all time.
That's it.
It's a top 10 album for me, top 5 most listened to. I even know all the spoken parts because they're playing live and they're talking a little bit too.
Okay, but does this entice you to try to get it a little more? It's left-handed.
Oh, I'm left-handed. That's why I like Kurt Cobain. Yeah.
I know. It's a 1959 Martin D18E.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Well, I don't even know really what that means. But I can't afford that, but that would be cool to have. Thank you for thinking about me.
So cool. I guess if we get all of our listeners to pitch in.
No, I don't want them to pitch in for this. We could pitch in and build another military guy a home or somebody fight Corona. I swear, if you were to ever get listeners to buy me a guitar, I would lose it.
Okay. Oh, you know what I haven't heard back on? Oh, I think maybe it's still going. I bought you all those tickets to have coffee with the office.
Yeah.
But maybe it's still going because I haven't heard if we won or lost.
It probably just means we didn't win.
No, I think I'll check my email.
Okay, check your email.
Okay, and listen, I would just clarify right there, that's your heart coming through. You'd rather people donate to help other people than to get you a guitar.
I would flip if Amy was doing some sort of secret segment raising money to buy me something, I would go nuts. I'm very blessed at this point. Wasn't always, but am now, and I don't want anything. I'm good. Thank you, Amy. Let's wrap this up. I already feel uncomfortable.
I'm Amy, that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Let's go over to Amy and get the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
Why did the ocean break up with the pond?
Why did the ocean break up with the pond?
She thought he was way too shallow.
That was the morning corny.
So the police were chasing a speeder. It was a 19-year-old boy. He was clocked at, get this, 191 miles per hour. I have no interest in driving that fast. Like, no part of me has the need for speed. Not like that. The teen was driving his dad's car. There was another 19-year-old along for the ride when cops finally got him. He was driving a silver Mercedes-Benz. I'm also shocked that a car will go that fast on the road. That 191? The boy was cited for stunt driving on the highway. He got his license suspended and his car impounded. I bet his dad wasn't happy. The driver's license has also been suspended for 7 days, and the vehicle's been impounded for the same amount of time. I just look back at 191. If you were to hit even a, just something on the, wouldn't you just flip and like be gone?
Yes.
Wow.
I think so.
If I get at like 84, my butt starts to pucker a little bit. And in Texas, there were highways that were 80. That was a speed limit. Yeah, I'm not a speeder. Eddie, what's the fastest you ever been?
Well, probably 90.
Yeah.
And that's because I was late for a doctor's appointment.
Yeah. Gotta get that prostate.
And I was like, I gotta slow down. Yeah, but I don't have a car bones that goes that fast. Like,
I've probably been 90. Tops. I've probably been no faster than 90. Amy, I'm gonna ask you, but I you. Yeah.
90?
I know. Amy raises her hand like, what?
No, so, but that must have been some super special, like, fast Mercedes, right? Because
I would
how
assume.
Does a car even...
No idea. No, and you know how the speedometers always go to like 260? And I'm like, there's no way any of these cars go that fast.
Right.
Yeah. On yesterday's show, we were talking about the secret menu at Starbucks, and Marissa called us.
As someone who's worked at Starbucks for several years now, we don't have a secret menu. Like, I just want to make that really clear that there's no secret menu that, like, In-N-Out where they have a secret menu or other places like that. Like, we don't have one. And unfortunately, it's not our favorite thing to make these crazy Captain Crunch Frappuccinos. Usually what we tell customers is, if we have the ingredients, we'll happily make it for you. But we have a lot of customers that get really mad at us when we don't know the recipe.
That's interesting, because Amy told us on yesterday's show that there was a Captain Crunch Frappuccino.
Yeah, on the secret menu, because I guess I assumed, I believe the internet.
Okay. Well, here is Lunchbox going to a Starbucks yesterday to order the secret menu Captain Crunch Frappuccino. Here you go.
Hi there. Thank you for choosing Starbucks.
Can I get a Venti Captain Crunch Frappuccino, please?
Do you know exactly what goes in that Frappuccino?
I just know it's on the secret menu. Do I need to tell you it's on the secret menu?
We do not know that as baristas. Do you know exactly what goes into the drink?
Oh, see, my hottie wife told me, I just read that they have the Captain Crunch Frappuccino. Can you get me one? So I have no idea. She said, it's on the secret menu. So, okay, I will.
It's like not on our menu, even though they say, you know, on Pinterest and stuff, like the secret menu thing.
Yeah.
We just have no idea because it's not official.
Huh. Okay. So the secret menu is just a fake thing that people call it secret menu to sound cool.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
We have two people now that say there's no secret menu that actually work there. I'm believing there's no secret menu, and we've been led astray this last year of our life, Amy.
Yeah, now I know to leave those out of my pile because I don't want to frustrate Starbucks workers.
Well, also, at the amount of time Lunchbox spent talking with her, if he was really genuinely trying to order that, he could have just told her all the ingredients.
Correct.
Instead of just arguing with her about it, like, here's the deal. My wife promised. Like, he wasn't really trying to buy it. It was just a test. But he could have, in that same time, Googled it and went, I'll take three of these, two of these. But there we have it. This is like a public service. Yes, Amy.
Okay, but with that said, you can Google it, and the recipe will come up. So I guess you can't just go tell them and they'll magically know, but you can write it down and or have it on your phone and read them the ingredients and they can make it.
Yes. Okay. So whenever we hear like the wild unicorn or this Spacey Casey cupcake Frappuccino, we should know that it's just somebody on the internet.
Well, yeah, but they've concocted all the
but they did it themselves, not
flavor.
Starbucks.
True.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a good bit, Lunchbox. All right, nice job. Don't forget you can call us at any time. If you're listening live or listening on the podcast, 877-77-BOBBY. Leave a message on the voicemail. 877-77-BOBBY. Here's Madeline in Virginia.
I am a teacher, and I wanted to give a shout out to my mom, Laura. She recently went through breast cancer, chemo treatment, and radiation. And Amy, I so relate to your story about your mom going through breast cancer and her journey and just the hope that you share. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for sharing your story, and thank you, show everyone, for doing what you guys do. You guys are awesome. Wow. Thanks so much.
We'll also shout out to your mom, Laura. That's that Amy, you know as well as anyone, that is a fight. And so a big shout out and lots of love.
Yeah, I was going to shout out to the caller and their whole family, because everybody endures a lot during that. So stay strong.
Listeners love this game. We Googled easy riddles for kids, and this is what we got. But I won't be asking kids. I'll be asking the adults in the room to figure it out. Our players are Amy, Lunchbox, producer Eddie, and Morgan, number two. We're going to bring her into the game.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
If you get the kids' riddle right, you move on to the next round. Here we go. Amy, you're up first. What gets wetter as it dries? Think about that. Answering the first riddle in Riddle Me This. What gets wetter as it dries? Amy, you have 15 seconds starting now.
Okay, it's a towel.
Oh, well, there it is. Nice job. She's in. Moves on.
So good.
Good. That is correct. Okay. Over to Lunchbox. Riddle me this. What has a thumb and four fingers but is not alive? What has a thumb and four fingers but is not alive? 15 seconds starts now.
Thumb and four fingers but is not alive.
Wow. What has a thumb and four fingers but is not alive? 5 seconds.
I'll just guess. A computer.
Incorrect. Anybody know what it was?
No.
No? It was a glove.
Right.
There you go.
It's got a thumb.
And four fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Eddie, over to you.
Come on.
What gets bigger when more is taken away? It's a tough one.
Say it again.
What gets bigger when more is taken away?
What on earth?
Time starts now.
It gets bigger when more is taken away.
With tough kid riddles today.
Bank account.
Mike D had it out for you guys when he searched these.
Oh. Oh.
3 seconds, Eddie. Need an answer, please.
Okay. I got it.
Go ahead.
Your debt.
No.
No.
It's a hole. So the more hole you take away, the bigger it gets.
Of course.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too easy.
Hey, Morgan, how are you?
I'm good. I'm scared.
Riddles or Corona? You make the call.
Both.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The more of this there is, the less you see. The more of this there is, the less you see. What is it? 15 seconds starts now.
The more of this you see.
The more of this there is, the less you see.
An ocean?
Ooh, not even close. darkness. The more of this there is, the less you see.
Bad at riddles.
Well, Amy, you win the first round. Wow. We have to go another round because you're the... Amy, congratulations on your first preliminary win here. There she is. Play her song.
Thank
for
you.
Her. Nice. Okay. All right.
But it's not even like her riddle was easy. It was hard, but she got it.
Amy's?
Yeah.
What was hers? Wet or dry?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go one more round. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. I follow you all the time. I copy your every move, but you can't touch me or catch me. What am I? I follow you all the time. I copy your every move, but you can't touch me or catch me. What am I? Timer starts now. I follow you all the time. I copy your every move, but you can't touch me or catch me. What am I? You have 5 seconds.
Okay. I don't know. A shadow?
That is correct. On to the next round.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, she's good.
That's clutch right there. Over to Lunchbox. What has many keys but can't open a single lock? What has many keys but can't open a single lock? Timer starts now.
I guessed it the last time, and I'll go with a computer.
The answer I have here is a piano. Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
I have to go with what's on the paper.
I get you.
I get you.
Eddie.
Come on.
Mike D, do you want to let him stay in or no? It's up to you. Okay, okay. Wasn't on the paper, but Mike D has accepted your answer. You're still in. Eddie.
Come on.
If you drop me, I'm sure to crack. But give me a smile, I'll always smile back. What am I? Read it again. If you drop me, I'm sure to crack. But give me a smile, I'll always smile back. What am I?
I got it.
Go ahead.
It's a mirror.
That's correct. Everybody's still in. Wow. Morgan, over to you. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
I'm found in socks, scarves, and mittens. And often in the paws of playful kittens. What am I? Found in socks, scarves, and mittens. And often in the paws of playful kittens. What am I? Timer starts now.
I want to say fur. It doesn't sound right, though. Can you say it one more time?
Mm-hmm. I'm found in socks, scarves, and mittens. And often in the paws of playful kittens. What am I?
Thread, I think.
Time is
fur,
up.
Fur
is incorrect. It's yarn. It is yarn. Morgan, you're out. Okay, round two of this game, you have to write your answers down.
Okay.
Mostly because I'm running out of riddles, guys.
All right,
if you miss it, you're out, but all three of you can get it right. Here you go. I have lakes with no water, mountains with no stone, and cities with no buildings. What am I? I have lakes with no water, mountains with no stone, cities with no buildings. What am I? Timer starts now.
I'm in.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Wow. Lunchbox?
A map.
Amy?
A map.
Eddie?
That's a map, Bones.
I cannot believe you guys all got that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know if it was called an atlas.
Wow. Okay, next one up. I come in many different colors, and I get bigger when I'm full. I will float away if you don't tie me down. What am I? I come in many different colors, and I get bigger when I'm full. I will float away if you don't tie me down. What am I? Timer starts now.
I'm in for the win.
In.
In.
Wow. We got some Riddlers here. Lunchbox?
Balloon.
Eddie?
Balloon.
Amy?
Balloon.
Nice. I only have two more. I got one more, then we go sudden death.
Oh, no.
Come on.
They come out at night without being called. And are lost in the day without being stolen. What are they? They come out at night without being called. And are lost in the day without being stolen. What are they? Timer starts now.
Lost in the day.
Lost in the day.
Without being.
They come out at night without being called. And are lost in the day without being stolen. 3 seconds.
Oh, man.
I'm in.
Time's in. Everybody's in. Everybody's in. Everybody's in. Let's go to Lunchbox first. Lunchbox.
I have owls.
Incorrect. Eddie.
Crickets.
Incorrect. Amy for the win. The overall win if you nail it. Do you have owls or crickets?
No.
Do you have? You feel good about your answer?
I don't know.
Okay. What is your answer?
Stars.
Correct, champion.
Oh, my God. I'm out here
getting loose. Wow. That's no fluke, baby.
Dang.
Nice job, Amy. What would you like to say to all your fans out there?
I would just like to say that, I don't know.
This is why we don't have
like,
fans.
Does it make you, I was about to say, I don't know, study hard and you can be like me, but.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. There's our champion. And you want to do Riddle Me This? You want to say it? Or you want to pass on that?
Does somebody else really want to do it?
No, that's the best thing about this game.
They can't because they didn't
win. Well, Eddie, then you...
No, Amy,
they would try and their mouth wouldn't open. They'd be like... Mm.
Oh, y'all think that's the best part?
Yeah.
I actually feel really awkward when I do it.
Just give us a normal one then.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Riddle me this.
Thank you very much. There we have it,
folks.
Thank you.
Wow.
Weak, I know.
I took an antibodies test. And so they're supposed to send me the results, maybe even today, because I took it last week. I went in, and they only let two people in at a time. You have to wear a mask. They take your blood. and they go, all right, we'll tell you if you have the antibodies or not. And what an antibody is and does is, if you've had corona, you have antibodies that learned how to beat it. And they say that a lot of people have had corona and not even known it. And so I go take an antibody test on the advice of my doctor, and also to, if I do have the antibodies, to go, hey, you can donate blood, because they're asking for blood with antibodies in it from people who've been through it already. So I go get the test, and I should get the results today or tomorrow. And I'm going to do, much like a gender reveal, where it's blue or pink, I'm going to do an antibody reveal on my Instagram. Can you imagine the millions of people that will be watching this compelling content? Where I'll probably get an email, huh?
Well, your results, yeah. Probably. I don't think they're mailing it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to do an antibody reveal for mostly awareness of, hey, if you can get one of these tests, get one. And if you have them, or if you had, you can donate your blood to help folks. One, I think it's funny. It's like a parody of a gender reveal. And two, for a good reason, because I want people to know that if they do have the antibodies, they are looking for your blood to help. So I'll be doing it probably today on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. The people can't wait. I just looked and saw, they can't wait. Actually, nobody even knew about it till right now, so nobody even knows about it. But I'm doing that today or tomorrow. I saw a story about a mail carrier in Ohio who's been arrested for selling drugs on her postal route. So she would get in basically the post office truck, drive her route, and then sell drugs in her work vehicle along the route. And they had to watch her for 3 months to finally arrest her. She's out on bond. There is no next court date listed. But if you can pull that off, if you can make your route and sell your – you shouldn't sell drugs, by the way. But she kind of did the old two birds with one stone, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, she was working smarter, not harder.
That's true. speaking of work, Twitter says their employees can work from home forever. I don't know what's going to happen with our jobs as far as work from home. You know, they had us all go home, and some people are home. I'm going back in some. I was just telling Amy before we went on the air, I love being in the studio. So, you know, I'm going in a little bit. I'll probably go in a little more in a couple weeks. And I think people are at a, you know, kind of an odd place where we're kind of excited to go back and live our lives a little bit, but we're still, you know, got our eyes open a lot to see what's happening, watching the news, listening to the people that are the experts. So it's kind of a weird time, but, you know, going back in the studio, a little bit of normalcy kind of charges me up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I can see that for
what about,
sure.
What about you? You're just still at home all the time, huh?
Mostly. I don't leave unless I have to go take something to my dad. That's honestly the only thing I do.
Your dad's in an assisted living facility.
Yes.
When in the world do you think you'll ever be able to hug him again?
I don't know.
You know?
I mean, I've thought about it. Like, honestly, if I think about it too much, I get emotional because I don't think going into this, we even knew what was happening. It was just like, boom, one day I suddenly wasn't allowed into where he lives with no timeline of when it'll open back up for him, because the elderly and people with compromised immune systems and stuff, there are a lot of people live there that are high, high, high risk. So I honestly do not know.
I was thinking about you last night and I was like, dang, I wonder when Amy will actually get to see and touch her dad. I mean, you see him through glass.
Yes.
But that stinks.
No, there's no human contact.
Yeah.
And for him, yeah, I mean, for so many of those people, their relationships down in the common areas, dinner time or movie time or, you know, little activities that the place would put on, like that was their everything. And now they're just confined to their rooms. It's sad.
Wait, they don't even get to hang out with each other?
No, not at all.
Oh, I thought they had like their own little old folks utopia. That sounded great. I like to go there.
No, I mean, for a little bit, they were doing that. Like, we were not allowed in, but they were still allowed to hang out. And then they shut that down. I think once as they learned more, they realized how to keep it as safe as possible. And they don't want to end up one of these places where everybody gets infected.
That's crazy. Well, anyway, I was thinking about you last night. On yesterday's show, Amy said her son had a new job. His job is to go out and collect cans and bottles and make recycling money. We talked about it a little bit, and I said I was going to start saving my cans for him. And this is Stevenson, your son, sending me a message.
Yep.
All right, here you go.
Bobby, please let me have your Waterloo. And I'm starting to collect cans like London. Money, money, money. Bye.
Did you tell him to do that?
No, I told him that you agreed that you drink Waterloo and that you agreed to give them. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, I feel he's taking it very seriously as a business. So he wants to approach his clients with their, I think it was started from the other day when I was talking about how he could go to people and ask them.
Yeah.
But I talked to you about it first and he thought I wanted to ask him. So he's like, let me send him a message. So that's what he recorded.
Nice.
And the Waterloo stuck with him. I told him that you had cans of, I don't know why I just said Waterloo. And then he was like, that came out and I laughed out loud when I listened back to it.
Did Lunchbox drop off cans too?
I mean, I guess you could call it dropped off. He threw some cans in my yard for Stevenson to pick up. Which was super thoughtful. And then, but I didn't even know they were there. We just went outside and I didn't know where these cans came from. And then I checked my phone and I had a text from Lunchbox.
That's funny. You guys can, by the way, call us on the voicemail line, 877-77-BOBBY. Leave a message, ask a question. We'd love to hear from you. Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Ben and Aaron Napier from HGTV's Hometown.
All right. Hey, it's Bobby. Hey, guys. Good to meet you guys from afar.
Hi.
Hey,
good
hey.
To meet you.
Hey, I have a lot of friends that, one, know you, and the two, that don't know you, that love you. So I'm so excited to talk to you guys, because tell me about the town that you live in right now, because it sounds a little bit like the town I grew up in.
So Laurel is a town that's about 18,000 people, and it's an industrial city that was founded by some really cultured, educated, hardworking people from Iowa.
Lumberman.
Yeah, they were lumberman. But it was founded on the timber industry, and it's had a lot of ups and downs over the years, and we are trying real hard to make it enough currently.
What's your hometown like right now, like where you live? Are you guys super famous there?
Not really here.
Well, everybody's famous in a small town. You don't have to have a TV show to be famous in a small town. So I've lived here my whole life. Everybody in Laurel knew me. Anyway, Ben's the newcomer. But, yeah, now they know him because he was our city's mascot. He's the Loblolly Lumberjack for years. But now we have a TV show, so people outside Laurel know us because of the TV show.
Yeah, it's less about people here. So, like, when we go to the grocery store and stuff, somebody might say, you know, hey, that was a great episode, or I love the show. But they know us more as Aaron's Phil and Karen Raspberry's daughter, and I am Aaron's husband.
The guy that came from out of town.
Yeah.
How was, because on HGTV, by the way, we have Ben and Aaron Napier from HGTV's Hometown on right now. And I was looking at this episode coming up on the 25th where Stapleton gifted you guys an Airstream. Is that true? How do you know Chris Stapleton?
That's a weird, so we were at a concert and
2 years ago.
2 years ago, and Morgan's parents recognized us. And
in the audience, but we're friends with Andy Barron, who is Chris's photographer.
Yeah.
And so they told Andy, or Clay, Chris's manager, he's now our manager also, they said, bring him backstage.
And so we got to go backstage and meet everybody and hang out, and Clay and I are actually secretly brothers.
People think they're twins. They look a lot alike.
And so we struck up a friendship with the family, and we were actually trying to do the Airstream for Chris and Morgan, but they never would make up their mind about what they wanted to do with it. And then one day Morgan said, why don't you just take it with you and do whatever you want to with it. It's yours. So.
And we were like, wait, are you for real? So, yeah, we are the proud owners of a 1973 Airstream, thanks to Chris and Morgan.
Her name is Jolene, and that's because our daughter's favorite singer is Dolly Parton, and Jolene, at the time of when we first got it, Jolene was her favorite song.
And she's got curves.
Yeah, and she's crazy.
You guys met as you were both at Ole Miss. Do you guys run around yelling hottie totty? Do we do that a lot over there or what?
We do say hottie totty quite a lot.
Mostly September.
Yeah, from about
November.
August
it starts up. Yeah, it's not. We're not crazy diehard, but football season is pretty big it's a big deal, especially for my dad. He's a huge Ole Miss fan, and that's where he went to.
I was looking at that issue of People magazine where you guys are on the cover. When did you guys find out you were going to be on the cover of People magazine?
About 5 days before everybody else did.
Yeah.
We had no idea. And
we knew they were asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, it was going to be a really detailed story.
Really long story.
But, yeah, I think they got the wrong people.
That's pretty crazy, right? Like, that's a humongous piece of pop culture right there. And to be on the cover
of... Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like the Kardashians usually.
Seriously. Because when I was little, my mom would buy issues of People, and it would be like Princess Diana on the front, you know? And I would steal them after she was done reading them to see the 50 most beautiful people, you know? It's like, we don't make sense there. We have no idea why they put us on the cover, but I'm so thankful.
On with us now, we have the Napiers. I want to ask you about people coming to your town to look for you guys. Do they ever come and stalk you at your house or come to one of your stores and look for you guys?
Yeah, so we've got the two stores, and people come there a lot looking for us. Every now and then, people will try to find our house. The town is pretty good about not telling people where we live, but it's also pretty easy to find our house. And so we've had a few weird situations.
Yeah.
Do you have a gate now?
You can pretty much find Ben at the wood shop anytime.
Yeah.
Are you guys gated? Do you have a gate in front of your house?
No, we have a picket
fence. Sort of.
Oh, you have a fence. Oh, he just revealed. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll beep that part out, and people will never know what you just said.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
Somebody will find it.
Hey, I'm going to beep that part out. And
thank
people.
Thank you.
What he said was they have a humongous naked statue of three.
Yes.
Amazon type being, so look for that in front of in the town.
Yeah.
Let me ask you.
Double gated.
A lot of people were giving me home renovation questions to ask you guys. I don't know anything about home renovation to even ask the questions. But what's a home renovation mistake that you see a lot of people make after they buy a new home? Like the most common one where someone's like, "I'm going to go in and do this," and it's like maybe you shouldn't do that right now.
I think that's blowing walls out. People like to take walls down to make rooms bigger and that sort of thing. And what they don't know, you can't just go in and take walls out. I mean, you have to, a lot of times those walls are load-bearing walls, and so you can create really bad structural issues. And then not hiring professionals for the things you need to. Like, if you want to paint a wall, get after it. You want to change a light fixture, go ahead. You want to change the carpet, fine. But if you're going to be, you know, moving electrical or moving plumbing or rehanging sheetrock, I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
I would recommend, before you renovate the inside, make sure your roof is good.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
The first big storm that comes along, it ruins all that hard work you did on the inside.
Hey, speaking of storms, you know, you guys bring up the storms. In June, there's a tornado severely damaged a home. And did you guys go in and help this house?
So that house, that tornado hit in December, and we had just finished the house a few months earlier, and luckily Mr. Gary had not quite moved in. He had just started moving his stuff in, and we actually went back and fixed that house again, and that one will be, that one will air in June. That'll be the finale of the season.
On with us right now, Ben and Aaron Napier. From HGTV's hometown. Tell me if this is true. 6 days after you guys met, Ben, you told Aaron that you loved her and wanted to marry her. 6 days. Is that a typo?
6 days.
6 days. How did you know 6 days in?
Well, so my mom told me that a long time ago that when I met a girl that I always wanted to keep talking to, that I would know that she was the one. And not only did I want to keep talking to Aaron, we talked about the same things. We had the same wants. Even though, our interests were very different, and she was an art student, at the time I was majoring in political science, I think, or history, and I can't remember when I changed. But, I wanted to keep talking to her. And so here we are, 26 years later. Not 26, 16 years later.
Are you okay? Does it feel like it's been much longer?
I'll tell you what, time flies.
It's
16 years. 16
years
ago.
Aaron, when he tells you that just days in, Aaron, he's like, You know, I think this is it. What do you think?
I was obsessed with Ben for a long time before I knew him. He was really, really popular. And I was, it was like that movie, She's All That. You know what I'm talking about? That terrible teen movie?
Yes.
It's actually great.
Where she's the nerd and he's the hot guy.
I was like, what if this is some kind of bet where, like, the popular guys put him up to it to take me to the prom? We're in college. But, like, I just wondered, why would he notice me? He could have the cheerleaders, the dance team. But I just had this huge crush on him. I had a crush on Ryan Dunn in high school, that guy from Jackass. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, what? He looked like that. So I had a crush on Ben because he looked a little like Ryan Dunn.
And I was extremely charming and tall.
And nice.
And polite.
Really nice.
What? And I was on the cover of People magazine.
26 years later.
16 years later.
Oh, that's right.
Let me end on a question about a home. What's the first question that you guys tell your friends or people on the show they should ask whenever they're looking at a home to possibly purchase? Like the first basic question.
These basic questions are the hardest ones.
I know, they're always so hard. First question to ask, what's the listing price?
Yeah, what are they asking?
Yeah, how much do they ask for? Check out the basics. Roof, is the roof in good shape? In South Mississippi, as in Nashville, you always want to make sure it's got good air conditioning. So that's one.
Yeah. These are boring things, but that's the truth. Yeah.
Well, I know nothing about houses. Amy, would you like to ask them a question? They're here with us. Would you like, if Ben and Aaron on, would you like to say anything to them?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, would you, we're currently buying a house, actually, and you said, you know, what's the price? And obviously, that's a huge question. But if the, let's say the price per square foot is higher than any house in the neighborhood, it's probably not smart to do that.
No.
But what if, let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. What if other houses that are less per square foot, but they definitely needs a little bit of renovation here, maybe the bathroom, little things, but the other house that's way higher, but sort of still ridiculous, it needs nothing done.
Ooh.
I don't know. That's a hard tricky question. And you don't often see that either, though.
Ah, yeah. Shoot. Okay.
Are you looking at, is this your house we're talking about, Amy?
No, I found a house that I love, and market, it's above the price per square foot is above anything that you see in town, but literally,
you know,
nothing needs to be done.
Is it okay? Is this a house that you think you would live in forever?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything on the house that you would want to change immediately?
Nothing.
No, it's perfect.
Then if you love it and you can afford it, who cares what the other houses cost?
Okay. So okay. Well, my husband.
This is not gonna.
You have my permission.
This may make us sound like not good business people, but we love our house, and we are currently, we have more in our house than it appraised for. We just had it reappraised, and
we've spent probably $100,000 more on it than what it's worth, but we don't care because we're going to live there forever.
Yeah, we don't ever want to move out of our house.
Okay.
So
yeah, maybe we're not going to sell it. Who cares?
Yeah.
Do you feel satisfied with that, Amy?
I do. I feel satisfied knowing that, hearing them say, if you don't want to ever sell it, then yeah, you should feel fine with it. So I just need to make sure that I would never.
Oh, and I have one other thing you should look out for. My friend Natalie, who is in Nashville, she bought a very nice house. It was gorgeous and kind of new, and she thought it was perfect. And she moved in, and there were thousands of spiders in the house. Really infested with this creepy spider problem.
So that would be in the.
And she lived there for 5 days and they moved out.
Yeah,
so make sure there's not a weird stipulation about it.
So here they do a pest inspection and a home inspection. And I feel like they would probably do the same thing in Nashville. But I mean, go through, like, you know, get it inspected, get it tested.
Spend the money.
Go ahead and spend that money.
Before you buy it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't buy it, you might have wasted that money, but you saved yourself some heartache.
I feel like the question you asked him, Amy, was so specific to you that they should charge you. I'm just saying. Well, listen, everybody, Be sure to check out Hometown on HGTV, Ben and Aaron Napier. Follow him on Instagram. You got stores and you got Amazon statues in front of your house. You got all these crazy things happening. Mm-hmm. But it's been really great.
And you can watch the Airstream renovation on May 25th. That's our next new episode.
Yeah, 9 Eastern, 8 Central.
Episode airing May 25th. They'll show the new Airstream we talked about earlier that was gifted them by Chris Stapleton and Morgan. And then the finale, which is June 8th, will be a tornado and the one that damaged the home and you guys renovated it to fix it back up. So, and then they're Ole Missers. Other than that, I think we're good. I had a great time with you guys. Appreciate you guys for coming on the show.
Yeah, good to meet you, Bobby. Thanks.
I hope to see you guys soon.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I want to shout out to a senior named Hannah Lucas. She's 18 years old from Georgia. And her brother Charlie, who's a freshman at her school, they got together and realized a lot of people were pretty bummed that prom wasn't going to be happening. So they decided to put together a virtual prom, which they hosted on Instagram Live. And kids from all over the country attended. Ohio, New Jersey, Texas, Illinois. And they got on their Instagram. Some went with friends, like dates on Zoom. So others attended alone. But the coolest part is the DJ for the prom was DJ Jazzy Jeff.
For those that don't know who that is, because we may have people below the age of 30 listening to the show, back in the day, Will Smith was in a rap duo called DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. And a little bit, DJ Jazzy Jeff will be on the show too, a little bit on the Fresh Prince show. But anyway, that's really cool. Good for them. They set it up and people came from all over, huh?
So fun. Yeah, just gave people a prom that they will never forget.
Are you still hosting the virtual prom here?
Yeah, Friday night with Jake Owen.
Our local affiliate in Nashville, the Big 98, is doing a virtual prom. Amy's hosting it and Jake Owen's playing it, right? And how does that work? Do people just get on and watch it?
I assume similar to this. And then Jake's even going to be crowning a king and queen.
Oh, have you texted him and say, hey, hit you up? Can you imagine he crowns Amy as the queen? Amy's hosting it.
Well,
good for this couple of kids here for making a prom when circumstances weren't the best for everybody else. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, let's hear from Tommy in Las Vegas.
Hey, Bobby, Morning Studio. I was wondering if you could give a shout-out to my coworker. We work graves, so we listen to your podcast every night. And I guess last night he came to work, and right afterwards wasn't feeling too well, had difficulty breathing and some chest pain, so he had to be transported to the hospital. He's going to have some tests done in the morning. But you give him a shout-out, it might make his day. His name is Reggie, and appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Reggie, shout-out to you. Hope you're healthy, man. Hope you're healthy, and if you're not, you're going to get through it for sure. And thank you for listening to the podcast. Appreciate that. All right. Oh, Amy's rubbing her chest now. When someone talks about chest pain, everyone starts to go like, uh-oh, how am I feeling?
I kind of just, I was like, wait, what is this pain in my chest? We're supposed to pay attention to that, right?
Well, I think if you look hard enough, you can find anything wrong with you at any time. So I'm ignoring all the signs. What?
Oh, great. Yeah. Great.
Terrible doctor.
Awesome.
Let's go over to Morgan number two, who is going to tell us what they can hear on today's podcast. Morgan?
We had two big special guests on the show, Chrissy Metz from This Is Us and Ben and Aaron Napier from HGTV.
Yeah, two different interviews. So check those out. Both lovely interviews, lovely people. All right, what else?
You shared your top five Darius Rucker Hootie and the Blowfish songs for Darius's birthday.
And you heard unheard of footage of Darius and I performing Beastie Boys together. That's right. Yeah, we won't even release it to the people. They've been asking for it. People are like, release it as a single. But we're not. We keep that close to our hearts. All right, what else?
And Lunchbox found out something mind-blowing about Starbucks.
Yeah, listen to that in the podcast. And don't forget, Amy and I talked about this earlier. I'm doing a gender reveal on Instagram today. Well, sort of. I'm doing a antibody reveal. When I get my results, just like a gender reveal, I'll be reading the results of my antibody test. I'm not looking at them beforehand. Just follow me, Mr. Bobby Bones, on Instagram. And either I have them, and I'm rooting that I have them. I'm rooting that I had corona and didn't know it, Amy. That's the goal. And then you can donate
like
blood.
I feel like if you get the results you want, it'll be like you got the blue powder.
The boy, right. Is that what I should? Yeah. Well, I don't want pink. Yeah, you're right, though. You're right, though.
Yeah, I know.
All right, that's what's up. Amy, what's going on with you today?
What am I doing today? I have a work. Something I need to figure out for a small business thing through work. Like, I'm hosting this whole thing. I think it's kind of a big deal, so I need to get prepped for that.
I have no idea what you're talking
and
about.
And then, I know. I don't know. It came from...
I know you don't. That's why I'm saying nothing else.
It came from the top and trickled down my way.
It trickled. Interesting. A trickle.
Yeah. Well, actually, today, I'll have more info tomorrow because it's actually tomorrow. Today is the run through.
All right.
So that's why I don't know as much as I should.
All right. Fair enough.
What do you have?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not going to do is I'm going to take a day off the bike today. I've been riding so many days in a row. My legs are tired. I am riding the Peloton now under hashtag Fight Grind Repeat. You can put a hashtag in. We have like 700 people riding under Fight Grind Repeat. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Cool.
So I'm probably not going to ride today. It's raining. So it's like, I'd like to go play basketball with Caitlin, but I don't know. I'll probably play some NBA 2K20 though. Probably get some of that in. Caitlin's finishing school. She's going to graduate this week with her master's.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So she'll be she has her MBA. She'll have her MBA, her master's in business administration. So she went back to school. So pretty cool. Pretty proud of her. And then on Friday, we'll reveal what our future of our relationship. We'll call it that. How about that?
Bam, bam, bam. What day is her actual graduation?
Well, her party was supposed to be Saturday, mm-hmm. but she can't have it.
So should we do a drive-by parade?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Why don't we? We could, but I don't want to say it on the show if we're doing it.
Oh, just kidding.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
We're not doing
JK,
that.
JK, we're That'd not going to do anything.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, we won't do a parade.
Okay.
Wink.
We won't do anything.
We're not doing
it. I'm not even going to acknowledge it, actually.
Stop it. All right. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow show. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones.